our view at the NSPCC is that the law should remain as it is, and the police do categorise all of those as offences. But what's absolutely critical is the way in which that is then dealt with by the police. And by and large, I mean, our position at the NSPCC is that children and young people should not be criminalised for nude selfies, for sexting behaviour. It's not appropriate. It's not helpful. On occasions where there's obvious force or coercion or threats that have been involved, then our view is that it may well be appropriate to proceed with kind of criminal sanctions in those sorts of situations. But by and large, with nude selfies and with sort of sexting behaviour, it's not appropriate to be prosecuting young people where they've been engaged, especially where it's kind of young person on young person, you know, kind of sharing of images. What's particularly important actually is prevention, and schools really developing their practice. We're seeing some really good practice in schools now in Kent and, you know, and elsewhere across the country, and we need to ensure that that good practice is shared as widely as possible to ensure that children and young people are engaged with and they have that conversation from as early an age as possible about the benefits of their life online as well as the risks as well, and the risk, for example, in engaging in sexting and the sending of nude selfies as well. And then also ensuring that parents have the support to know how to have that conversation with their children as well. You know, further research that we've undertaken shows that 50% of parents don't even know it's illegal for a child to take nude selfies. So there's a big education piece there for children, for parents as well, to enable them to understand that and to ensure that they can have that conversation with their children as well. And there's some great advice on the NSPCC website to enable parents to understand that and to have that conversation.